camp than with that, right? Okay, I have a question. Who was excited to come to camp, like, when you left this morning, okay? Who was more excited now that there was a fart noise? Yeah, that's what I thought. Okay, so real quick, we're going to jump right in. We're going to get started. I'm going to tell you a little bit about me, who I am, okay? And then we are going to hit the ground running. So I have first couple pictures up here. Okay, see, this is me, and you'll notice there's someone else with me in every single picture, because I brought a friend with me this week. My name is Kayla, and with me, I brought Miss Bree. Can everyone turn around and wave at Miss Bree? Say hi, Miss Bree. Hi, Miss Bree. All right, so most of the week, you're going to hear from me, but I also brought my friend, and she's going to teach a little bit, too. So I wanted to make sure I introduced you to Miss Bree. Now, second, here's a little bit about just me. Okay, so on the far left here, this is my family at the top. Those are my parents, and I have two brothers. Okay, who has brothers?
Me.
Who has, okay, who has sisters? Who has sisters? Okay, who has both? I shouldn't raise my hand. I only have brothers. So as you can see, I'm kind of the shortest. I am kind of the shortest in the family there. Even though my brother in the black sweatshirt, he's the older one. My brother in the, it's actually kind of purple sweatshirt, he's younger than me by a few years, but you can't really tell anymore. I just take the spot in the family as the shortest. Next in the middle is some of my friends and what I do at work. So at the top, that's my group of friends. I just like them, so I put them up there because they're fun. Who loves their friends, right? Yeah, right. We love our friends, so I showed them off a little bit, okay? And at the bottom, that's me at work. I do a lot of teaching at work. I make a lot of fun videos. I have a blast. I make videos for kids your guys' age all the time. It's super fun. So that's what I do at work. At the top right, there's me. And if you can tell, it's a little bit hard to tell, but I have a camera in my hand on this side, right? Is that right? Yeah, there we go. Okay, the camera in my hand. I love taking pictures, like pictures on my phone and just like of friends hanging out, but also I'm a photographer. I like taking pictures like for realsies, okay? And then the last one in the bottom corner here is me with some of the high school students that I work with at my church, and this is exciting for me because for the very first time this year, I left the United States of America. I've been trying to leave the United States of America since 2018, like pre-COVID problems here. But this year, I finally made it on a mission trip to the Dominican Republic. So that's just something exciting that happened in my life this year. Oh, thank you. Yes, some claps. Wow. Oh, man. Oh. So that was exciting. So I just thought I'd share that with you. Okay, so that's kind of me in a summary of six pictures. There's a lot more there, but that's enough to get us started, okay? Now, to me, okay, for me, camp is about two things. Two things here at camp, okay? For me, when I think of camp, I think camp is first to learn about Jesus, okay? First, to learn about Jesus, and second, to have fun, right? Right, yeah. Yeah, okay, so I know we've already played a ton of games tonight, but, like, do you think we can handle playing one more? Yeah, okay, so I'm going to invite Miss Bree up, and then I need four students. I need two girls and two boys, and you might get, a little bit messy, like, a little bit. Yes? Okay, one. Oh, my gosh, this is so overwhelming. Two. Yeah, come on up. Okay, two in the back. Jumping with the blue. You're going like this? Yeah. Glasses, blue shirt. Yes, you. Yep, come on up. Three. Okay. All right, I need one more boy. You right there, hands straight up. Yep, blue shirt. Yep, come on up. Okay, all right. You're each going to get a plate. Come on to the middle. Come in so we can see you. Yep. We're making our way up here. Okay, everybody's going to get a plate. Everybody's get a plate. No, they're plastic. You're not going to break anything. All right. So we're going to do boys versus girls here. Little boys versus girls, right? We love that. Okay, we'll move this out of the way. Okay, so what you're going to get is some gummy worms on your plate. Who loves gummy worms? Anyone? Yeah? You like gummy worms? Okay, so hold your plate flat for me, okay? All right, we're each going to get three gummy worms, okay? Three gummy worms. Two, three. Leave them. Hey. Hey, hey. All right, okay, pause there. Anybody else like gummy worms? Anyone else? Yeah? Gummy worms? Yeah? Yeah? Okay, all right. Good, okay, okay. So you got your plates. No more gummy worms, no more. None, it's gone, okay? So you got your plates. You're gonna have to eat your gummy worms. Oh, put it back on there. Oh boy, with no hands. Oh, wait, we forgot something. Hold on. Oh, okay, so hold your plates. When I say go, hold on, shh. Okay, the first team to eat all their gummy worms with no hands. Okay, here, I'll hold those for you. Oh, you got them? All right, okay. You want me to hold those? Yep, okay. It's gonna be our winner. We got it? We're good? And you can eat them as quick as you can. It's all up to you. You just can't use your hands. All right, ready? Let's count them off. 1, 2, 3, go! Oh, man. Oh, find those gummy worms. Oh, can you find them? Can you find them in there? Find the gummy worms. Can you get them? I don't know if you can get them in there. Oh, man. Oh, God. Can you find them? Oh, we're getting there. Good. Oh, man. How many you got? You got all three? Okay, that's one. Good. Keep going. Hey, you still got one in there. You got to finish it. Come on. We got one finisher. We got one. Yeah, they're all gone. Okay, we got one finisher. Where else? Where are we at? You got one left? Are you done? You got them all? Okay. All right. Who's going to take it? Oh, man. Oh. Is that all of them? Did you get all three? Is that all three? Girls win! That's right! All right, you guys can get paper. I'm gonna take one. All right, here we go. Thank you, guys can have a seat. Thank you guys, are good sports. I just keep dropping. Sorry, stage crew, I dropped a little whipped cream on the stage. It's fine, we'll get it. Okay, all right. Whew. Okay, whew. We all good? Girls won, so I'm pretty happy. All right, now. You with me? Okay, you may be wondering, why did we just play a game with gummy worms and whipped cream? Anybody thinking that question? Few people, okay? Yes. Okay. Says a point, a loose point, but it's a point, and we got to play a game, right? Okay, so those little gummy worms, right? They're so cute, right? You know what they represent for us today? Us. No, but that's a good guess. Sid, no, good guess. Jesus, no, good guess. I'm getting a lot of answers, but miracles? No. Snakes? No. Okay, all right. I didn't hear the word I was looking for. Okay? They represent creation. I couldn't hear you. I'm sorry. Okay? Creation, which is all the way at the beginning. We have a picture of our timeline. Okay? So it's all the way at the beginning. Let's see here. I think that we got a timeline. There we go. All the way at the beginning of our big God story. Okay, and when I say big God story, this is the story of the entire world, the entire universe, from the very beginning, from creation, from those little itty-bitty worms, to right now. Like, right here, right now. And this week, okay, this week, we're going to go through the entire thing. The entire thing. You ever done the entire thing in one week before?
Yeah.
You have? Oh, man. But if you haven't, who hasn't before? Okay. We're in for a ride, okay? So tonight, we are going to start at the very beginning. Before I do that, I am going to pray. All right? Let's pray. Jesus, we thank you for your story, for the big God story that starts all the way at creation. Lord, as we are at camp this week, we pray we learn something new about you, Lord, and we understand how much you love us. In Jesus' name, and everyone said,
Amen.
Okay, so if you have your Bible, we are going to start in the beginning in Genesis chapter 1. Super easy. It's probably like the first 5 pages of your Bible, okay? I'll give you 10 seconds to get there, okay? I hear the rustling of pages. It's going. Genesis chapter 1. Okay. Genesis chapter 1, the very first book, the very first chapter. You shouldn't have to flip very far. Okay? When you get there, put your Bible on your head. That will show me you are ready to start. We're very close. All right, you can put your Bibles back in your lap. Here we go. Okay, chapter 1, verse 1, it says, "In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, and the earth didn't have any shape, and it was empty. There was darkness over the surface of the waves, and at this time, the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters." And God said, what did he say? And there was light. And God saw that the light was good, and he separated the light from the darkness, and God called the light day, and he called the darkness night. And then there was evening, and there was morning, and that was day one. Okay, day one, big deal. And if you keep reading, it says on day 2 that God separated the sky from the water. And on day 3, he made the dry land and all the plants that we see. He made the moon, he made the sun, he made the stars. And we're going to skip ahead to verse 20, okay? Verse 20, it said, God said, let the seas be filled with living things and let the birds fly above the earth, across the huge space in the sky, and God created the great sea creatures. He created every kind of living thing that fills the sea and moves about in them. He created every kind of bird that flies, and God saw that it was good. Yeah. And God blessed them, and he said, have little ones so that there will be many of you. Fill the waters and the seas. Let there be more and more birds on the earth. And there was evening, there was morning, and that was day 5. And then God said, let the plants produce every kind of living creature. There will be livestock and creatures that move on the ground and wild animals. And that's exactly what happened. And God made every kind of wild animal. He made every kind of livestock and made every kind of creature that moves along the ground, and God saw that it was good. So God made plants, he made water, he made the sun and the moon and the stars, but I think we're missing one thing, right? What are we missing? People, right? There's no people yet. The best part, come on, right? So then, right? That the Bible tells us that he first made Adam from the dust from the ground, And Adam had a special job given to him by God. Adam was to name all the animals that God just created. All that we just read about, he had to give them all a name. And when he was done, God didn't really like that Adam was all by himself, and so he made Eve, right? And God had one rule. One rule. Wouldn't you love it if, like, in life there was just one rule you had to follow? Oh, man, I'm a rule follower, and even all the rules get to be a lot. But what was the one rule? One rule. One rule. Right here. Yep. Not eat off the tree. It has a special name. You're on the right track, girl. So it was a tree, and they weren't supposed to eat from it. That's right. Does anyone know the name of this tree? Does anyone know the name of this tree?
The tree of knowledge.
Yep, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. So they had one rule. One rule. Okay, so rule recap. Now we've got everything we need, right? We were missing one thing. We were missing Adam and Eve. But now we've got the plants, the animals, the water, the sun, the people, our one rule. The end. Right? We're done. We're good. I'll see you guys, I don't know, sometime. You guys can all leave camp, right? We're good. We're done. We got everything we need?
No.
No? We don't? No? We're missing something. Oh, you guys have heard this story before. Okay, skip ahead to Genesis chapter 3. Chapter 3, find the big three in your Bible, in the book that we are in. All right, here we are, Genesis chapter 3. That pesky snake. Let's read. It says, "The serpent was more clever than any of the wild animals that the Lord God had made." Okay. "And the serpent, he said to the woman, 'Did God really say that you must not eat any fruit from any of the trees in the garden?'" Is that what God said? No, it's not. "And the woman, she said to the serpent, 'No, we may eat the fruit from the trees in the garden, but what God did say, he said, you must not eat from the fruit tree in the middle of the garden. We can't even touch it. And if we do, we'll die.' And the serpent said, 'You will certainly not die,' he told the woman." See, here's what's going on. What God knows is that when you eat from the fruit of this tree, you will know things that you have never known before. And like God, you'll be able to tell the difference between good and evil. So the woman, she saw the tree's fruit and saw that it looked good to eat. It was nice to look at. She saw that, okay, well, it's going to make a person really wise. And so she took some of the fruit and she ate it. She gave some to Adam, who was standing there with her, and he ate it too. Uh-oh. Oh, man. One rule. Broke it. Not good. So what do they do next? Well, they realize they've made a big mistake. Anyone ever made a mistake before? Yep. Me too. Right? Okay. Yep. And it says, they covered themselves up and they tried to hide from God, but like, you know, all-powerful, all-knowing, everywhere, all the time, God. So, like, hiding from him, yeah, it didn't really work out, right? And so God knew right where they were. He knew already what they had done. And when God found them, he asked them, he said, "Adam, Eve," actually he said, "Adam, what's going on? What happened?" But he knew, right? And you know what they did? "She did it. He did it. They made me. The serpent. Not them. Right? They just start blaming each other. Right? They start pointing fingers and like, it wasn't really my fault. It was this other person's fault. It wasn't Adam's like, "It's not my fault. It was Eve's fault." Eve's like, "It's not my fault. It's the serpent's fault." Right? And they start blaming each other. That didn't go very well. Right? But really, when you got down to it, they chose to disobey God. They chose to not follow his rule. They sinned. This was the very first sin, and it broke their relationship with God. Sin is anything we do that goes against what God has said. And he said to not eat from the tree in the middle of the garden. Because God is perfect. The Bible calls him holy, which means he never sins. But the good news in this story is that God still loved Adam and Eve, even though he could not let them live in the garden anymore. They had disobeyed, and their actions, they had consequences. They chose to disobey God, and that caused some problems for them. But he made them some clothes, but he had to send them away. But God didn't want, somebody wanted, he didn't want his relationship with people to be broken. So even right there, the very beginning of the story, he promised something pretty amazing. Anybody know what that promise was? Anybody know what that promise?
He would send someone to die on the cross.
Yeah. Right there, at the very beginning, he promised to send a redeemer who would save the world from their sin, who would save them from doing things that were against what God has asked. And Jesus is that Redeemer. Jesus is our Savior, and Jesus is the one who fulfills that promise that God made. And this is the very, very, very beginning of the big God story. Okay? And it's still going on today. It's still going on right now. Okay? And we're going to see more, we're going to hear more, we're going to talk more about the big God story, who he is, and how he kept this promise throughout our whole week together. But for right now, okay, this is where we're going to pause in our big God story. So I'm going to pray for you guys, and then I believe you are headed to cabin time. Yes, okay? So I'm going to pray, and then you guys are headed out, and we will see you tomorrow morning, all right? Let's pray. Jesus, Lord, we thank you that you made a promise right there at the very beginning. God, a promise that you would one day save us from our sin, save us from disobeying you and for not doing what you've asked us to. Lord, we thank you for your son, Jesus, and we pray that we learn more about you and your story this week at camp. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, we will see you guys. Well, I will see you guys.